Laugh Lines is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older.
All right, welcome to Laugh Lines, a show that combines very funny people with my very serious gambling addiction. We discuss and dissect pop culture through the perverted, depraved, sinful lens of gambling. My co-host, host of Megan Fun of Sports podcast and backstage reporter for SmackDown, the lovely and talented Megan Connolly. How are you, Megan?
Sal, I'm doing fantastic. I'm so excited to re-debut this show. Can we call
yes.
it that?
Yeah, it's a re-debut, it's a reboot. We did this for an entire year during the pandemic. Rachel Bonetta was my co-host, and I'm not even sure what she does now. I think she steals catalytic converters or something. But so we needed another co-host, and I thought to myself, I was like, guys, Megan Connolly is smart. We laugh at a lot of the same things. We have the same sensibilities. She's already co-hosting a podcast for our network, Megan Fun of Sports, as I mentioned. Let's hire her. She's on board. And then I find out we're at odds with this 80 for Brady movie, which I thought was absolutely ridiculous. And she holds it in high regard, like Gone with the Wind. So I don't know, Megan. I'm not sure. I hope we made the right choice here.
I think you were being way over dramatic with the 80 for Brady movie. And we could actually do a whole podcast debating this. It wasn't as bad as you made it out to be. It was cute.
Wait a minute. You cried throughout the whole movie and I'm being over dramatic?
Well, I mean, listen, we're talking about an old lady, cancer, all of these things. So,
I know.
Yeah,
right. Now you make me sound like a real heel. But me, listen, I teared up too, but because I was reminded of how much I lost on that Falcons-Patriots Super Bowl. I mean, so I lost money on the ticket what I bought to get into the theater. And then I was like, oh, my God, I lost all that money. And by the way, from that point on, when they get in the stadium, I don't want to ruin it for anyone because I
know everybody. You already did on Against the Odds.
I actually did, I guess. But it's preposterous the way it goes down. I should have expected it.
Obviously, it's not realistic. It's a movie.
All right. I don't know.
You really think they were there calling the plays?
No, I don't. I don't. Maybe we get Moxie to co-host with me. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
No, this is going to work great. But let's bring in our guest because we can't do this alone. This is a lot of fun. All right, Megan, here we go. Our guest today is a stand-up comedian who can be seen on Instagram walking the streets of New York in a diaper and giant red boots. Her best-selling book, From Hopeless to Hollywood, is on sale right now wherever you buy your reading materials. From Brooklyn, New York, the lovely and talented Mario Bosco. What's happening, Mario?
What's going on, Salvatore? Thank you very much, Sal. What a big intro. Well done.
You dressed up so nicely for us today here on a Tuesday. I'm very impressed.
Mara's wearing the bow tie, the patented bow tie.
You know,
this is your look now.
I don't go anywhere undressed.
You don't go anywhere undressed. Well, that's good, but I don't know. I'm not sure I agree with that because you went viral a few weeks ago. You were exactly undressed. You were wearing just a diaper. Walking across the street, and I guess it was a Valentine's Day stunt. In your defense, you were supposed to be Cupid, and somehow you had 12 million views now of that.
12.3.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And 12.3. Snoop Dogg reposted my video, and it's, I think, 9.6 million.
Mario, are you on the corner right now? I can hear, you know, cabs honking and everything else. Where are
corner,
you?
The corner, I'm in the bedroom and the window is closed, but traffic is out on Coney Island Avenue, so you could pretty much hear everything. I apologize for that.
I see. That's okay. We'll power through it. Megan, tell everyone about the first second you laid eyes on Mario. It was only a few short months ago.
It really was, and our friendship has blossomed very quickly. Mario has quickly entered my inner circle, which I'm pleased to have Mario there. The first time I met Mario was when we were all in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Harry had just distributed the staff gummies.
Right.
And Brother Bri was having a really hard time with these gummies. And it hadn't really hit me in that way just yet. And so I was sort of waiting for that all to happen. And right when it did, Sal tapped me on the shoulder And I turned around and there was Mario for sale to introduce me to. Yeah. And I'll never forget the moment. It was
now Mario,
life changing.
I want to be, you know what, actually you would describe yourself because I don't want to come off as harsh here, Mario. Describe yourself physically to everybody. No. It's safer if you do it physically. How do you appear?
I appear to be 5 feet, like a little under 5 feet, like 4 feet, 10, 4 feet, 11.
Yeah.
Pretty skinny guy, I would say. Yeah. Sometimes I think my brain is in another state because I do things that are on normal, but it's cool. I like to gamble.
All right. Well, listen, it's not a dating show. I just wanted you to list your physical attributes so people could get a sense of what you look like.
I mean, maybe we could connect, Mario. You know, you never know what's going to come out of laugh lines, right?
That's true. That's true. Well, Eddie Spaghetti's engaged now. Otherwise,
that's a bow tie wearing freak.
All right. There you go. All right. So now Mario is a stand-up comic, right? Where are you? You're all over New York and everywhere except Governors, right?
No, I play Governors.
No, oh, you're banned.
Oh, you're allowed back.
No, I'm not banned. Where'd you get that one from?
We're not making
you
that
told
up.
Me you were banned.
You said you were banned.
I never said I was banned. And wait, we should not talk about this.
I agree. I think that your brain is in a different planet. It's like it's on a different planet because you definitely told me.
You never said it. Megan and I made up that story about how he fixed it so that you could win the earbuds and the raffle thing. Okay, we made that up.
And I just got in trouble. Never said I was banned. Nobody ever came to me and said, you're banned.
All right, slow down. All right, this is going to work out. All right, let's play our game. I don't want to. Getting away from the feel of this thing. It's time to get serious. Here's what we're going to do, Mario. We're going to take three made-up propositions. We're going to assign them odds like a real Vegas sports book would. And then we're going to use that as a launching point to discuss various topics. You understand what that means? Of course you don't. There's no way you understand that.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. And then we're going to play a little game called Cammy Over Under. Yes, you're a gambler. So maybe the odds will ring true with you. Okay. You're from New York, right? You've mentioned it a few billion times. You're from Brooklyn?
Yeah. Like you. Okay.
Yes, I was born in Brooklyn. Now you, but you don't own a car, right?
No.
Okay. So you do a lot of traveling, public transportation and walking and stuff like that. That's how you get around. Okay. So first question is, what is the most dangerous way to travel in New York City? Is it by subway, 3-1 odds, by cab, 4-1 odds, city bike, 6-1 odds, horse carriage, 9-1 odds, or the field at even odds? You could take anything that wasn't listed and make that your pick. Mario, you're the guest. You go first.
I would say the train. That's my opinion because there's a lot of crazy things. There's homeless people. There's a lot of crazy things going on in the subway. People yelling at people, guy throwing a shoe at another person. I was at going to Long Island the other day at the LIRR, and I was in the what they call the waiting room, and this lady is screaming at another guy, "Get out of my life! I don't want you in my life." And I'm like, okay, I get to see a performance before I take the LIRR and get another sneak peek of what the hell's going to go on there. I would say the subway. And if I were to pick, I would say the Q train is crazy. I would say the N train is wacky. I would say pretty much all the subway trains.
But so you must have seen something crazier than just a woman yelling, "Get out of my life." I mean, I feel Megan say that.
A lot of homeless people. I've seen a homeless person take a dump in the middle of the car, the subway car. And I like
having something you do. I'm talking about others.
No, like not other me. I never would do stuff like that.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Okay. So, yes, for sure, subway dangerous. And that's why it's a favorite of 3-1. Megan, can you top subway?
I think the most dangerous way to get around Manhattan, and bear with me with this for this one because it might be tough for people to relate to, but I think it is walking around Manhattan in you know those giant red boots that are going viral right now in those giant red boots wearing a diaper with suspenders and a Cupid arrow while eating what appears to be a hot dog. That is by far the most dangerous way to get around Manhattan.
It is true. You're lucky to have your life, Mario. She's referring to your video you put out there on Instagram.
Yes.
That now has 12 million views, thanks to Snoop Dogg. Yes. Well, we got a real city field now with
people are yelling outside my window.
Okay.
You're famous. Mario. They're going to start stalking you or something. Where did you get those boots? Those actually, I think they helped you walk a little bit.
Yes. Make your legs look human.
Yeah. I didn't get them. My friend New York Nico got them.
New York Nico, of course.
And Sabino from Grown Up Italian. And we said they wanted to recapture. Shut up! They wanted to recapture my youth of selling chocolates to the movie theaters and people in bars back in the day. So they're like, would you sell roses? And this and that. But I guess they didn't find it to go viral. These guys like things that'll go viral because they got a million followers and they want to go viral. So finally, they're like, if you want to go viral, we went to this place called Abracadabra. And we're like, would you wear this? Would you wear this? Would you wear this? And I was like, yeah, what the hell? Let's do it. It's Valentine's Day. I'm Cupid. And we bought the diaper and I put it on.
Yeah.
Now, did you use the diaper? Yeah. Did you use the diaper the way it is supposed to be used?
Taped on to the side, you mean?
Or no, did you go to the bathroom in the diaper?
Did you relieve yourself after a long day of shooting?
I did not poop in the diaper, no.
Did you pee in the diaper?
I would have loved to because I needed to go to the bathroom from back and forth. And I had to really stunk, but Sarson, no, I didn't pee.
Oh, nice. You run marathons. You're going to run the Boston Marathon in a few weeks. Could Mario forward you his diaper?
Yeah, send me the diaper and maybe I'll wear it for the marathon. Yeah.
And is Megan correct when she says that was a dangerous way to travel? Did anyone, it felt like nobody, at least in the 5 or 10 second clip, nobody even paid attention to you at the time, which speaks high of New York.
So I don't know, you know, when people ask what's dangerous, I've been run over by these city bikes. I picked a train. But I say city bikes are the worst because they don't.
Hold on, you get one choice.
I picked subway trains, but I'm giving my opinion that the city bikes are the worst because they run you over all the time. They slam into you.
You would pick that for dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say the city bikes, they need to go free themselves because they're dangerous and they're worst thing in the world. But I'd say the train.
All right. I'm a little confused, but I'm not going with either of those, Megan or Mario. I'm going with the cab. Straight out, city cab. I've been in like 3 accidents in cabs. And every cab driver, right? So do you want to make you want 3 answers? You should have 3 answers for this.
No, I want 3 answers. But I was in an accident in November in a yellow cab coming from Manhattan over the Manhattan Bridge going to Brooklyn. And the guy said we got hit by a construction truck. I think he fell asleep, the jackass.
The guy said that's what happened? Weren't you in the cab?
I was in the back seat.
So you couldn't tell what was happening from there?
No, because, you know, I was kind of tired. I was, you know, I was late.
So you were asleep, too.
Yeah. Yes, I was.
You in the cab.
I was dozed off.
Yeah, and I think they're like, you know, they're aggressively angry, probably because they're taxi cab drivers. You know, if you got on a plane and the pilot looked at you or got on the overhead speaker and yelled at you like a cab driver, would you immediately get off? But we put our lives in their hands and they're just like... just like in any movie, they're very angry. They blast their horns. You know, you can't suggest a route to go. They have no patience for anything. And unlike the subway, there are thousands of cars on the road, right? The subway doesn't have to kind of compete with other subways, right? It's not going to get, you know, doesn't have to change lanes or anything. I'm going with the cab. Still a scary scary venture out there. So
I think cab drivers are more dangerous now because of Uber, right? So like an Uber, I feel safer in because there's the record. Yeah. And the cab drivers, obviously there's no record of it. You'd have to call and then wait on hold and file a whole report, whatever it is.
Right.
So that throws a wrinkle into it. But many times I've been yelled at by a cab driver because I've just gotten out and forgot to pay because I'm so used to Uber where it just does it right on your phone.
Yeah, Yeah, so it's weird because Subway, you have to deal with the performers and people on the Subway, people doing breakdancing and doing backflips and masturbating that, to me, and whatnot.
I love seeing people perform and entertain, but there's a certain time where like I'm like working on a joke that I have to bring to the stage or I'm going to do this. And I always feel like, I don't want to say guilty, but I feel like, oh, well, they're performers too and they want to make a couple of dollars. So I'll throw them a few dollars. But then they're like acrobating from the poles across, like, and they're swinging and they're jumping and they're flying and they're dancing. Yeah. And they're flying from one side of the car to the other side of the car and they're flipping and they jump. And I'm like, hey, please go do that in the next car, you know?
I also learned never get on an empty car.
Is that right?
Yes. Why? I try not to. My mother used to always tell me that. Don't get on a train if it's empty and always sit by the conductor's door.
What's wrong with the empty car?
Well, because it's an empty car. If something happens, God forbid, you're stuck alone. You're not with a bunch of people. Like a few weeks ago, I was on an LIRR train, and the
we're
train.
We're never gonna get to the second question.
No, we're not.
Yeah. I will. Yeah. And the train went, and the train went dark. The light on the track blew out.
Yes.
And like now it's like, hey, I gotta get to my show. You guys, like, we waited a half hour for it to kick back on, and I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. You are booked and busy. Wow, lots of shows.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot. All right, Megan. So, what did you say? You said
I took the field. I think walking in giant red boots, dressed as Cupid, is the most dangerous way to get around New York City.
That's fair. That's fair enough. We're lucky we have Mario here to talk to. I don't know. She survived. All right. Joel, we put this up to Twitterverse. What did everybody say?
Okay, pal. Speaking of going off the rails, in fourth place, we had New York City cab, 8%.
Really?
Only 8%. That's it. In third place, 12% subway. So I don't know. Confusing there. So number... Yeah, a lot of people with an easy pass, I guess. Number in second place, horse carriage, 16%. And the winner with a whopping 64%, the most dangerous way to travel in New York City, the city bike.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Mario, I think you kind of had that. I don't know. You had like seven picks.
Yeah, you got all of them, I think. Yeah.
Good city job. City bikes, like, it's like, I got to be careful for cars, and now I got to be careful for bicycles.
Yeah. Are we talking about the city biker themselves or the pedestrians around the city bikers, city biker? Yeah, the
city bank bikes.
No, I know. All right. No, I'm just saying, who is it dangerous, most dangerous for, the biker or the people around them? I get it. It's all dangerous. You got to leave New York is the problem. The horse carriage is dangerous, too, because you have the protesters who are throwing crap at you, right? If you're actually riding in the 2-mile-an-hour horse ride. But anyway, okay. Well, that's interesting. I would have thought city bike ran away with it. All right. You know what? Now we got the hang of it, right, Mario?
Yeah.
Maybe each question doesn't need to be 20 minutes long, but we'll do two more when we return right after this.
Building the perfect same game parlay can be time consuming, but with Quick Picks, the Caesars Sportsbook app does the work for you. Quick Picks are pre-built same game parlays that turn today's biggest headlines, storylines, and games into bets. They're quick and easy to use, and you can't miss them. They're right on the home screen of your Caesars Sportsbook app. Give them a try, and if you haven't downloaded the app yet, register using code OMAHAFULL, and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get your stake up to $1,250 back as a bet credit.
If you have a gambling problem, in Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed to Horseshoe, Bossier, City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, which is 1-800-426-2537, or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369.
All right, Mario, you came on. You told us you were 5 feet tall. That was a lie. Everything I read says 4'10". We've seen you in the flesh, 4'10". I don't think the bow tie makes you any taller. But anyway, you are a short comedian, correct? You would agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. Which short comedian is the best ever? Is it Kevin Hart at +150, Joan Rivers 5-1 odds, Fozzie Bear 100-1 odds, or Mario Bosco 2,000-1 odds? Wow, that's a big payday, Mario, if you win. Or you can go with the field at even. Mario, are you going to pick yourself here for best short comedian?
No, I would think, well, compared to me of, you know, the Brooklyn, the attitude, I would pick Joan Rivers, but I think I would say Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Kevin Hart.
That's it?
Yeah.
No okay. explanation, nothing, just Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart. I sent you the outline yesterday. I said, please be prepared to have a full, you know, explanation and back your answer.
Explanation. I think he's funny. I think he comes off, you know, he comes off with, you know, like, you know, comes up with that little bit of an attitude, like, I'm better than you. Now he's funny. He's a funny comedian. I like him a lot. Joan Rivers would have been, if he wasn't on, it would have been Joan Rivers, because I'm a big Joan Rivers fan. I met Joan Rivers in a restaurant in New York City, uptown. And I went up there and I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a big fan of you. I love you. You know, all the TV shows you've done and the movies. I used to watch you on Channel 5 at 11:30 on your talk show, and best get you on all the Lucy shows. And I'm just a big fan. And she said, kid, you got chutzpah. I left her with a fork in one hand and a knife in another.
Wow. And she said, kid, you were 47 at the time, right?
No, I was 27 at the time.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. All right.
So you were marking out.
Kevin Hart's your answer. All right. Megan, what do you, I think Megan and I have the same answer, but go ahead. What's your response?
No, so I came up with a new answer because we can't have the same answer on the show. My answer is the field. For best short comedian ever. And short is a relative term, so I'm sorry for any of those who are offended by this. David Spade is 5'7", which to me is short. It's short. And I'm gonna
you
give,
he's short.
Yes, hey, and compared to Sally Short, I mean, the only person he's taller than on this program right now is you, Mario.
Yeah, that's true.
David Spade, fantastic. The Gap Girls, just, I mean, that clip could live on forever, and his longevity, his specials. I got nothing but love for David Spade. He's the best short comedian.
I actually worked with David Spade on Saturday Night Live in 1990.
What? You were hosting SNL? Wow.
No, I was not hosting. Let's not put that out there. I was an extra in a John Goodman sketch called My Sperm Child. And I was one of 99 sperm kids. And he had a house full, and David Spade was one. And Chris Farley was one, and a lot of different like celebrity that were on the show were one of his sperm child. And I sat right next to the couch, about to the left of his leg.
To the left of his leg, okay, because that's important to point this out, because a lot of people going into this might have thought.
And I had curly hair, not spiked hair. I had curly hair.
I see. Okay, and where can we go to not see this?
You could not see it on YouTube. All right.
Okay. I think Spade is an excellent choice. He's a great talk show guest, as is my greatest short comedian ever. Not diminutive statue-wise, but Martin Short. Not Martin Lawrence, Martin Short. Right? There you go. Also, probably one of the top three guests on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Now he does this thing with Steve Martin. Great comedy team. One of my favorite. Mario, can you beat a Martin Short joke? I want to see. What's your joke compared to Martin Short? Win us over. Maybe I'll change my answer here.
I don't have a Martin Short joke.
No, you don't. No, one of yours. You don't
we
need
want a Mario Bosco joke.
Yes. Yes.
One of Mario Bosco's jokes.
Ugh. Yeah.
Okay, so I went out the other day, I went to this fancy restaurant, and this dumb waiter brings me someone else's glass of champagne. Mm-hmm. And I usually ask everybody, what would they do? And they usually say,
Drink it,
okay. But yeah, I drank it. But guess what, guys? There was an engagement ring in it. Yeah. Now this poor boy has to wait 4 days to get engaged.
Wait a minute. Is this a true story?
It's a joke. It's a joke, and it gets a lot.
Wait, so this means like you're a regular, right? I get it. I get it. Oh, good one.
Yeah, so you got to now, you got to let this go in your diaper, and then you got to
ship it to the guy. I see. And I tell him, what do you want from me? I'm me regular.
There you go.
Oh, is that a new one? I don't know if I've heard that one from you before.
It's a new one. It's good. It's a good one. I think I did it in Vegas.
Okay. Yeah. I must have missed it.
Listen, I think those odds are now have gone down. It can't still be 2001 after we're hearing that joke, right? Babyface, let's hear it. What did Twitter say? Who did they vote for? Shortest comedian or best short comedian?
Well, she might have chutzpah, but unfortunately, she did not have the votes. It was 7% Mario Bosco in fourth.
7% is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that is not bad, right?
Yeah. And some of these people hadn't heard that joke yet. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And third place, 23%, Joan Rivers, RIP. Mm-hmm. And runner-up, 27%, Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
And in first place, the long shot, 100 to 1 with 43%. Fozzie Bear, the best short comedian of
not
all time.
I figured if they're going to go with someone who's not a real person, they would have picked Mario. But no, they go Fozzie over Mario.
Fozzie over me? Fozzie Bear? A little puppet?
You both wear bow ties.
Oh, easy.
So
you do. Easy. By the way... Yeah, go ahead, Megan.
When I was doing my prep for this, I was just, you know, I was Googling some Joan Rivers, some of her old jokes and whatnot. And, you know, I got really upset with the way she died. She shouldn't have died. It was a routine surgery and someone messed up. I'm upset about it.
By the way, my mother, who actually resembles Joan Rivers and does the same stuff with this plastic surgery. And I'm like, oh, and she's very, very with it in the same way Joan was. I'm like, this sucks. You're really putting your life in the, I mean, it's like a New York City cabbie kind of doing the surgeries. If you do enough, you're going to get one. And yeah, that was very sad the way it played out for Joan.
But you know, you got to live happy and die happy.
Okay. I guess so. I mean, I'd rather just keep living happy, right? Than get that plastic surgery done.
Yeah, 100%. I ain't getting more.
But forget 100%. You got 7%, which is pretty, I'm trying to think, if 1,000 people voted on this, then that's... like 70 people that voted for you. That's pretty good, right?
And also, maybe more now with this big viral video and the new joke.
That's true.
Also receiving votes, Billy Crystal, David Spade, Martin Short, Brad Williams, and Kyler Murray also received
a vote. Kyler Murray.
Mm. Oh, he was hilarious this year. He was really good. All right. Academy Awards coming up. We had Jimmy Kimmel on Extra Points today. He's hosting again, Mario. Is that a
goal? Yeah, I'm so happy. So proud of him that he's hosting again, not a Brooklyn boy hosting the Academy Awards.
We're all proud. Is this something you'd want to do someday as a comedian?
I would love just to be there, just to experience. And I would want to be there, not because Jimmy's hosting, but I would want to be there when I know the host rather than some stranger. I rather, you know, because it's like I'm rooting for somebody that I know, you know what I'm saying? So
Jimmy didn't invite you?
No.
I wasn't invited, but it's still time. I could still fly out.
I know. I mean, it was Sal's beautiful wife, Melissa's birthday yesterday. Did you text her happy birthday?
Maybe yes, I
bring
did.
The plus
yes,
one.
I did. I wished a happy birthday yesterday.
You know what? I feel like I got her enough gifts. I got her like a heated vest. I got her a pair of earrings. We went to Benihana last night, 8 of us. What else? I sent nice flowers. I got her earbuds to deal with my snoring. I got her a whole bunch of things. But I think to top it off, I might for this Sunday give you my ticket. She will sit next to you at the Oscars. Would you accept that? I mean, I think that would be a great gift.
Yes, I would.
You would do that.
Is your license updated? Can you get on a plane these days?
Yes, my license is updated. I can get on a plane. Hello, JetBlue, LA, Los Angeles.
All right. Let's see. That scares me now. I might back off that offer. But all right. So listen. So famously, Chris Rock was slapped by Will Smith at last year's Oscars, right? Chris Rock did a special, addressed that for the first time in a year. It's very funny. Mario, whose side were you on with Will Smith and Chris Rock?
Well, you know, if you're a friend of mine, you shouldn't be making fun of me, even though you do, Sal. If you're a friend, don't make fun of me. So if Will Smith's wife, Jada, is sick and she's got whatever the alopecia, whatever the disease is. And right. and you're cracking a joke from the stage. And, you know, he nicely said to you, don't put my wife's words in your mouth.
He nicely said that? He said
don't
that
speak,
nicely?
Don't speak my wife's name. There's no reason to talk about my wife sitting there. You know, be
very
cold,
sweet about it.
Or you'll be a friend. There's no need you to...
He wasn't confrontational at all.
A disease should not be your... joking point. So he warned him a couple of times and then he got up and he slapped him because a lot of people said, well, it was made up, it was fake, and it was
a work.
It was, you know, but I think
that's what Megan thought at the time, right?
I think he was a man that defended his wife.
All right. So
you were on, so you're not on Kurt's side.
It's so funny, Megan. I think we know the only two comedians who are not on the comedian side of this, Megan Galley being one, but at least she has a relationship or she knows Will Smith. But Mario, I don't know where this is coming from. Shouldn't you be nervous as an insult comic about people coming on stage or whether you're friends or not slapping you? I wouldn't say they were friends either.
Well, I mean, there's always situations that happen on stage. People say something and you know, there's a what do they call that? You know, watch what you say because you might get hurt at the end. So,
that is a popular saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I have a sign in my house that says that.
Yeah.
Watch what you say. You might get hurt.
Unfortunately, things happen. People can't handle the truth.
Listen, you are both my friend, and you free reign. You can make fun of me all you want. My husband will not be slapping either one of you. Go ahead. Mario, I respectfully disagree.
Mario defends Bill Cosby, too, though, right? I guess we could,
You
defend Bill Cosby. So, really, we're coming at it from a whole different place there.
Well, we're going to keep that one off to the side.
Okay. All right. All right. So anyway, listen, we made a nice little topic out of this, Mario. If you were at the Academy Awards this year, and you won't be, and you were to get slapped by someone, who would you want it to be? Rihanna, even odds, Tom Cruise, 7-1 odds, Steven Spielberg, 20-1 odds, or Jimmy Kimmel, the host, 30-1 odds, or you can go field even. Go ahead, Mario.
I think that if Jimmy slapped me, I think it would come with a lot of laughs. So I don't think it would be a serious Jimmy Kimmel slap unless I really, really piss him off bad. Like walk on stage while he's doing his monologue or, you know,
make fun of his wife or when I
crashed the show in 2009.
He didn't slap you then, right?
He didn't slap me then, so I don't think Jimmy's going to slap me now. He may get yelled at. I may get yelled at. I may not go to bed without dinner. I may not be welcome at the Kimmel home. But I would say Steven Spielberg, because he's more of a serious guy. He'll come off with an E.T. phone home slap and shock, give me a jaw slap. So I would say I would say Steven Spielberg. You know,
Phone home slap or a jaw slap?
Yeah, it would be an E.T. phone home, like E.T. phone home. And then right behind that, jaws would come.
Okay. All right.
Steven Spielberg would be my personal thing, but I'll probably lose this one too.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I wasn't thinking. And then when you explained it, when we actually saw it acted out, it really
sound effects really made it. Your E.T. was great. Really, really convincing. For this one, I thought long and hard about this. I love Rihanna. So, I mean, listen, if she wants to slap me, she could. Steven Spielberg.
Like, I'm going to slap you.
All right,
but I do think a girl slap, I think that one would hurt the most out of the options that I have here. So that would inflict the most pain upon myself. Steven Spielberg, a little older, so that one wouldn't hurt as bad. I considered it. Jimmy Kimmel, 20 years of Jimmy Kimmel Live. I think it would be wise of him to consider a heel turn. So maybe just think about it. think about it heading into the Academy Awards. But ultimately, what I decided on is the field, and I'm going to go Harvey. I'm just kidding. I'm not going Harvey Weinstein.
I don't think he's
going
to be there.
Yeah. Oh, he's not?
No, I don't think he was invited this year.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Well, I'm going to go with Brendan Fraser. He is up, obviously, for Best Actor. He was in The Whale. But I want Brendan Fraser to slap me in whale character. So if you have not seen this movie, don't. Just, it's a waste of your time. 80 for Brady was better. But he has an eating problem. He is obese. And you know how in the UFC, Mikey Meatballs will know this because he's a diehard UFC fan. They grease him up, right? They put all the Vaseline on their face and whatnot so the slap doesn't hurt as hard. I think that The Whale would already have that grease built in from the KFC, from the pizza. So I think the slap would hurt less because of all the grease there.
Let me tell you something. I watched that The Whale. First of all, I own it now. I bought it on DirecTV. I'm going to come off as crude. I love it. I've watched it three times now. And I love it for the reasons I don't think I'm supposed to. But I'm so immature. And thank God I didn't see it in the theater because I would be laughing when he puts that jelly on that pizza and then loads up the chips on there. And you're right. He would have greasy hands. But I laughed. It was so much funnier than 80 for Brady. Right?
Have a hot start. I mean, the beginning scene.
Did you see this, Mario?
No, I have not.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's that first scene is spectacular right out of the gate.
Yeah.
It's so unnecessary, a lot of it.
I didn't know he was in the column. I don't know.
It says field. It's field. You can pick whoever you want.
The field is anything outside of this.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a little illiterate.
I don't think you can read, right? I sent you that email. Okay, are you able to read?
I read the email three times, but I didn't know what feel meant. I thought feel meant even.
I thought that you were a degenerate gambler. Come on.
Yeah, field is anything else, right?
I still stick to my answer. Even though I think the people are going to pick Jimmy Kimmel because of he's hosting the Oscars this weekend.
All right.
So I'm gonna say.
We already heard what you said. Moving on to Sal.
Yeah, you said Kevin Hart. You didn't have an answer. No, that was somebody else. Okay. All right. I can go with Jimmy. I've actually been slapped by Jimmy. We've had plenty of fights. Growing up, we'd visit each other every summer. I'd either go to Arizona or Vegas, wherever he was living at the time, or he would come by me. He was always, has and still does, have like 3 years on me. So if like I was 13 and he was 16, we'd have pillow fights that ended up in real fights and he'd stuff me in the middle of a mattress or something. But anyway, I could take a slap from him. It wouldn't mean much at this point. Did you have a slap back? Yeah, of course. That's what the fight is. One fight and then you reciprocate. But yeah. Dame Judi Dench would be good if she's there. If she's wearing the glove, right? A very dainty slap. I'd be all right there. Steven Spielberg would be good. Not for the Mario reasons. I think there might be too much in a direction involved in that. But I think I would go Tom Cruise. And only because I think the way I imagine it happens in spectacular fashion. Coming down, he does his own stunts. Maybe he's rappelling down a zip line and then walks across a bunch of seats like it's a tightrope. And maybe he jumps over Austin Butler's shoulders in midair and smacks me across the face. It would be really badass. And I think he'd apologize afterwards because he's Tom Cruise and a great, great dude. So I don't know if that's anyone's picking that. 7-1, I think it's good odds. For TC, who saved the movie industry, even though he's not going to win. What do you think, Joel? What does Twitter say?
All right. If you were to be slapped by someone at this year's Academy Awards, in fourth place, the great Steven Spielberg was 17%. In third place, this is a bit of a shocker, Tom Cruise, 18%.
Mm. Wow.
And then it gets even tighter. In second place, with 21%, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Which means in first place, with 44%, the winner is Rihanna. And in Mario's defense, she thought Field was Sally Field. So I thought the same. I'm sorry.
I see. All right. Not Justin Field. All right. That's a different one. I just think Rihanna, you put Rihanna in any poll, she's going to win. It's like, who would you want to see wearing a diaper walking across Brooklyn, in giant red boots? It would be Rihanna. Actually, people would actually vote for that, but
I would 1,000%.
All right, listen.
Yeah, pregnant.
She will. See, you have what, 12.3 million? I think she would have 12.3 billion.
Yes, exactly. She would need Snoop's help getting that out there. All right, let's take another quick break, and then we're going to play Cammy Over Under. Lots of fun. All right, it's time for the game that's sweeping the nation, guessing the price of celebrities' greedy participation. It's Cammy Over Under.
Grab some money from a jar. Get a message from a star. The price is what we really wonder. It's Cammy Over Under.
What a great jingle. Oh, that's the best. You know that won a Grammy in 2021, Mario?
Which one? That song?
The song. Oh, my gosh. Oh, were you asleep again in the cab?
Yes.
All right. Here's what we're going to do, Mario. The staff, Eddie Spaghetti and Babyface Joel Salbin, they picked out three people who are on Cameo, right? And they're going to set an over-under, and we have to guess if that person charges more or under than the number that they provided. Got it?
Yes.
You know over unders, right?
Yes.
Are you on Cameo, Mario? I think you are, right?
Wow, yes. What do you charge?
What should we guess? Maybe we should guess.
Oh, you just ruined it.
I didn't hear it. What did she say?
25.
All right. And how do you do charging $25?
I do good. Pretty good. I get a lot of cameos.
What's a lot? How many a month?
Like, what do you make in a year?
I probably got two a week, maybe. Sometimes one a week, two a week, three a week, depending on what it's, you know.
I mean, after they hear that new joke, I think sales are going to be through the roof.
It's going to go to a year, I think. Now, and a lot of these people are friends of mine who are infatuated with their curiosity, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've had friends try to say things to other people, then they tee you up to say something, and you've refused it. You haven't done it because it's too dirty. Meanwhile, your act is filthy.
Who was it? I'm sorry.
Who was it? It was our friend Christian. Actually did it under a fake name, but you turned it down. You wouldn't do it. I can't even remember.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I didn't find it to be real. I didn't like the way.
Oh, it's got
to
be real. What the hell do you care? The $25 is real.
He actually wanted to pay more.
Really?
He wanted to pay 47, I think, or 45.
47? Well, why? What were they saying? What was the problem?
Yeah, there's techno music outside my window.
Why are you trying to change the subject?
Yeah, really. What was going to be said, Mario? We can't really hear it, so you're dancing, and it's weird. What were some things you say and won't say for a Cameo?
I pretty much just said if you're coming out of the closet and you want to tell your family, if you're quitting school, whatever people want, I'll do. I just won't do any pornographic. And there was a little bit of a comment of, you know, things I didn't like in it. But
so you've told families that their loved one is coming out of the closet.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's like an honor. I mean, it's like a special birthday. Person to trust them.
It was
them. Like
a 2-in-1. It was a birthday to a parent. I think one was birthday to a parent. By the way, your son is letting you know that he no longer is thinking of getting married and having children, but he is now letting you know that he is gay. Happy birthday.
But that's not real. You know, you think that's real?
No, it's real. What do you mean it's not real? People request it. I do it.
No, so I know, but I don't think it's legitimate. I think they're just making a joke. Why would they want you? What benefit is that for you to break this news? This very personal news.
They find me to be like leprechaun-ish.
Well, Steve Harvey's too expensive too.
Okay. That's true. Yeah.
I got
all right. Okay. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Well, I am ready. Yes.
Good Lord. All right. First up, he was not in Top Gun Maverick. Not Tom Cruise is who it is. Who it is. Not Tom Cruise, a Tom Cruise impersonator.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And we're saying over under $110.
All right. Well, we got to see. Do we have video of this guy? I assume it's a guy, right?
Hey, this is not Tom Cruise, but I'm the next best thing. There is no substitute. Now, it is an honor and a privilege partnering with Cameo to record these messages for you. I will say anything your heart desires as I channel the biggest movie star on the planet. Birthdays, shout outs, anniversaries, you name it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm in love. I love Cameo. I love Cameo. Woo!
All right. Pretty good, I'd say, right? As far as that got me, I don't want to hang out with the guy, but he's, I feel like he pulls it off, right? He's got the smile down. He looks like a Risky Business era Tom Cruise, not Tom Cruise that we know in 2023, but he could definitely pull it off. All right, what's the over-under here, Joel?
The line is over or under $110.
Cami over under $110.
For right. Not Tom Cruise.
Mm.
Hmm.
All
Who's
right.
going first?
Let's let Mario go first here.
Under 100%. I would say
under.
I would say he's $50 to $75.
Okay. Megan, you want to go next?
I am going to take the over $110. Tom Cruise, especially after this year, Top Gun Maverick. I think this is the time you are going to get the most bang for your buck. So Tom Cruise increased his prices along with inflation and Top Gun Maverick.
I'm with Megan here. I'm going over, and I think it has to do with the time of year. You check back with not Tom Cruise in 6 months. Maybe it is around $75, as you said, Mario. But yeah, striking while the iron's hot, I would say, I don't know, Cameo, anyone whose birthday is around this week. Oh, I should have gotten this for Melissa. Yeah. I'm going to say over 110.
Sal, you and Megan would be right. It is over.
Oh.
$125.
Oh no, Mario, that's not good.
Oh, so now you're behind now. Here.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's crazy. I think
you're thinking about raising your own price now?
I think you gotta strike while the iron is hot. I mean, listen, if it wasn't about the movie coming out and Tom Cruise is making a lot of appearances on talk shows, I would have probably I'm a big gambler, so I said on the butt.
I think that's pretty good. With the sunglasses, I think he could actually pull off saying he's the actual, like, hey, I got you, Tom Cruise, to say something. And if he doesn't announce that he's not Tom Cruise in the beginning, I think a lot of people, enough people would be fooled. You got to give him credit, Mario. He's all right. Could you do a not Liza Minnelli account, maybe? Maybe you're like an impersonator. No?
Not Liza Minnelli.
Do you do any impersonations? Is that part of your gimmick? No.
No?
No.
Okay. All right, Joel. There's only two more. So Mario, you got to catch up here.
All right. I know we're all fans of wrestling, and we're also fans of Brooklyn. Professional wrestler, one of the great jobbers of all time, the Brooklyn Brawler, Steve Lombardi, had a 11% win percentage, actually.
That's high.
Yeah. Over, under, $55.
$55. All right. Are you familiar with the Brooklyn? I know you know Brooklyn. You've traversed the city many, many times, Mario.
Yes. I think he used to wrestle with Hulk Hogan back in the day.
Yes.
I would say, again, I would take the under 55. I mean, he's not popular. You know, I don't know if he's wrestling.
I think he's not. He was an agent for a while, I believe. He might still be. I don't know that he is, but he was.
I'd say under.
Going under. Megan, have you met Steve Lombardi, the Brooklyn Brawler?
Have not yet, but maybe soon. I'm also going to take the under. I just think, you know, we talk about timing, iron being hot. Haven't seen him in a long time. We don't even know what he's up to. Got to be the under on this one.
All right. So, I mean, okay. So Mario charges 25. 55 is the number. All right. I think the only number is 50 here, but I'll go under also. Joel?
Sal, you don't get extra credit for being right on the nose, but the answer is $50.
Okay.
All right, Sal, we could go for the sweep here.
Yes. All right, Mario, you're on the board. But again, you have to gain now. It's 2-1. All right. One more left. Let's do this.
All right. Last one. Here we go.
I really want to win it. I get so mad when I lose these, Megan. This is going to be the worst part of this for you week after week. Go ahead.
Actress best known for her work on The Sopranos. She played Tony's sister, Janice Soprano, and also from Brooklyn. I believe it's pronounced Ada Turturro.
It's John Turturro and Nick Turturro's, I think, cousin or sister.
You've met her, Mario? Of course you have.
Yes.
You've weaseled your way onto the set. Yeah.
I worked with her on a movie called Angie, Regina Davis, James Gandolfini.
Harry's wife.
In Brooklyn and Bensonhurst. And then I worked with her on Sopranos. She thought I stole her little bottle of water. It was a little.
You probably did.
Well, you're holding it now. She thought.
I didn't. What's her price?
Well, hold on. What happened with her thinking you stole her water?
Did you get escorted off set?
Yeah, she had that attitude, like, you know, I'm like better than you. Like, you know, I'm on Sopranos. We're Emmy Award winner. Like, she thought she had something on me. I used to hang out before I was a comic. I used to sell chocolates back in the day.
You still do.
I was going to say, don't you do that every summer?
Yeah.
Well, I sell bubble guns now, but in the festival, I sell chocolates.
How dare you?
But I used to sell chocolates back in the day, and I used to sell them on Sheep's and Bay. And it was a lot of restaurants and bars and a movie theater. And there was a comedy club called Pips. And there was a guy that worked the door, a nice guy. Mm-hmm. And he was friends with her. And one night we were all going to go and hang out together. And I don't know if Sopranos, I think Sopranos has just started out. And we were going to hang out. And she said to the guy on the phone, because I heard it through like the thing, don't bring that little guy with you. You know, we want this to be an adult night. And I heard it. And I was like, what the And I was ready to bawl her out the next day on the set because I was standing in for Bobby Bacala Jr. at the time, or not, 8 Day Soprano. And she was like, and I was ready to say something. He's like, no, please. Because then she's
maybe did you ever consider maybe she was trying to diet and she didn't want the little boy selling chocolate by her? Maybe it was just as simple as that.
No, what does that have to do with diet? I'm not selling her chocolates. We're going to go hang out, have dinner, hang out at the bar, drink something.
All right.
So then you stole her water and she blamed you.
I never stole her water. I never stole her water.
Why would she think that then?
But I do have a picture with her when I went to the premiere of the movie Sleepers. I was
so you don't like her, yet you still got a picture with her?
Well, I got a picture of her years before. I wasn't like her.
Before water stealing
not
days. Okay.
Burn pitcher because I don't.
All
like
right, baby, we're gonna fade to black on this story. Yes. And baby, give us
over under on that story. 12 minutes.
What is Ada charge?
All right, the line has been set at $125 for Ada Turturro.
No way.
That's gone.
She hasn't done anything like more in history. Like I don't see her in anything blowing up. I would say way under.
Wow. All right. She's on the show next week. So, all right. Calm down. Under. You're going under.
I'm going under.
What was the number? I'm sorry. It's something happened there. What's the number?
The line is 125.
Mario, I was going to let you pick last. This way you could see which way Megan and I went and then maybe go the other way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry to you because you may have sealed your fate here. All right. So you went under. Megan, what did you say?
Well, not Tom Cruise was over the 150, right? Over the 100, 100 or 110, yeah. Whatever it was. Mm-hmm.
It's
close. This one is close. It's going to be right around that. But
let me just say,
Brother Bry,
he makes these over-unders. He's very good at these. Spends hours and hours thinking them up. Like a real line.
I think
the
price is like 127, 130, so I'm going to take over.
All right. I think she's is big enough. Now, listen, the stars falling a little bit. Sopranos, we're talking you know, two decades removed now almost. But I do think she has a oftentimes you have to look, get into their psyche, right? And if they have a high opinion of themselves, like if you're going around accusing everyone of stealing your water, you're probably going to charge more than you should on Cameo. And so for that reason, I also say over. Now, Babyface, this worked out for Mario because she has a way to catch up here if Megan or I are wrong. So don't give us the number, but first tell us if it's over or under, and then we'll decide who's involved in the tiebreaker.
Sal, what a comeback by Mario, because the answer...
Wait, don't tell it.
It's under. I'm not. The answer is under. The answer is under. Wow. We are going to a tiebreaker. Meatball, just when you thought this show couldn't get any longer, we're going into overtime.
No, this is worth it. This is where it's good. Okay, so now at this point, we know it's over. We know it's under 125, right? So we're all three of us going to write down a number. If you don't have paper, write it down on your phone, and we're going to present it to the camera. We know it's under 125. And whoever's closest wins. Wow, what a comeback here, Mario. All right, let me know when you're all ready.
Can I cheat and check on her Cameo?
No, don't.
No, don't cheat.
Nice. No, wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait a second. I'm coming up with my number. Hang on.
Oh, this is exciting, right? This is going to ruin your week if you lose.
All right, I got it.
All right. Where did you get that, Joel? I'm just seeing that for the first time.
You're just seeing this now?
Yes. Joel's got a Mario mug.
Come on. This is my little cup of Mario. I have it every morning.
Mario, do you sell merch?
No, I don't.
You should.
Wow.
I should.
Bubble guns and coffee mugs. I love it. All right, so let's all put it up.
All right, should be my first special, bubble guns and coffee mugs.
All right, shut up. 1, 2, 3. 100. 105.
I don't know what that says. Has 105. Sal has 100. And Mario has a
blurry phone.
100.
Is that a BlackBerry?
Yeah. All right. So,
Megan, you've been
over 1250 and above.
You see mine?
Yeah. You and I have 100. Right. So the best we're going to do is tie. Megan can win outright if it's over $102.
So here's what happens. We are going for the first time ever to a second tiebreaker. Megan has been eliminated.
$100.
It's 100 exactly.
It is under $100.
Oh wow!
Wow, that line was way high. I'm gonna have to.
This is where I feel like we should have given it to Mario because she did say way under originally.
All right. So. Well, don't say it. Don't give us. So now we have to do this again.
Well, I don't know. Also, you can get this at
AfterPoints.com. Let's figure this out. So now, wow, Megan, you are out of this now. Wow, it's really exciting.
Falling from grace.
And, you could leave. You can go see Fozzie Bear perform stand-up if you want. Mario, you and I now have to write a number that's under 100. And then we'll break that tie. And I'm not letting you win. I'm winning this. I got it written down. Let me know. You still thinking? I don't know what that posture
is. I'm thinking.
Wow, Megan, you really blew it.
I did.
No.
Well, no, I blame Bri because Bri set the line way too high.
Interesting. Okay.
He said way under. So I'm going to say.
You said way under.
Way under
could mean. Way under 125, right.
What's the price? 100?
And by the way, she's from Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
She's from Court Street.
Write down the damn number. We got things to do here.
Maybe.
Well, I missed the Oscars with this show.
Okay, let's go. You ready?
You got it? Go ahead. What do you have?
We 75. Can't see
All right, I have 85. So someone's going to win here, right? Unless it's 80. Don't tell me it's 80.
The winner.
Please don't be Mario.
Do we have the drum roll? Meatballs? No? Okay. The winner. And starting off this season, the new season of Laplines at 1-0, Ada is $90. Congratulations, Cousin Sal.
I'm tough to beat in this. I got to be honest. My goal is to go undefeated, and I really think I could do it. That's not a stretch. Thank you, Babyface. Thank you, Babyface Mario. You don't feel any guilt. And look, Megan's upset. I am.
I'm pissed. Yeah. Now my goal is going to be to beat Sal because he wants to go undefeated. So
yeah, I'm not going to lose. I made it exciting because it's the inaugural episode and everything, but I'm not going to lose these.
So are you going to raise your price after this, Mario?
Yeah, no, now you see.
Not at all. I should lower it to 20 so I could get even more.
Mm-hmm. Megan, if you'd like to come out of the closet and tell your family, I mean, this is you look no further.
Good for you, Megan. But
lady in the bow tie could do it for you.
You know, if I have that moment in my life, you will be my first call.
Don't forget, for $25, you can get it all taken care of. That's a steal, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the way Mario stole the water from Ada Totoro. Yeah.
I think my family would have a lot more questions other than.
It's like, okay, I didn't even actually hear what that person said, but what's going on here? All right. Well, that was fun. Fun for me. I won again. Mario, do you have any plugs?
Yeah, you can follow me on Mario Bosco Comedy, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, your sister's whatever.
Whoa. Is that true? Interesting. All right.
So let me ask you a question. Who do I have to beg to get a ticket to the Oscars?
You can beg everyone and it'll be the same result, I think. Who do I have to beg?
Well, you're the one with tickets in the pocket.
I can't give you my tickets, Mario. I would end in divorce, and that's a lot more than they give in that gift basket for Oscar nominees. So it's not good for me. But maybe next year. I don't know. Maybe Megan, Megan.
You should try to sneak in. I think you should try to sneak in.
Oh, yeah, you could get in. Yeah.
I bet you I would get in. If I lived there in LA, I would definitely try to sneak in. I would do the red carpet and I would do my best to try to sneak in. And at the least, I would say, hey, I'm a friend of Jimmy Kimmel. Look, I have pictures with him.
Oh, I would love that.
No. And then
I think it would work. Yeah. No, yeah. 100%. It would definitely work.
I would get so close that I would sit like probably left of the stage.
No.
Not right. Just like you were left of Chris Farley's leg.
The details are so unimportant. I love it. All right, Mario. Good job. You could see Mario, she promoted everything there, everywhere except Governors, right? Where she's been banned for life.
Banned for life. Stop saying that.
Hopefully they reconsider. Megan, SmackDown, Megan Fun of Sports, all those places.
See you all of those places. And this was fun. We had a great time. It was a long time, but I enjoyed every minute.
They're not usually this long. I promise. It's usually like 35 minutes. But Mario Mario had a story for every single topic we had and every potential choice in the topic too. So it took a long time.
Well, and anyway. I just need to blame you both because to get inspiration for the short comedian one, I started listening to the song Short People and it's been stuck in my head for 24 hours now. So thank you.
Really?
People are good people. That was
That's not how it goes. That's not how it goes at all.
That was some Toy Story, right?
Yeah, but it's not Short People are good people.
No reason to. Yep.
That was Randy. What's his name? Randy Newman.
Randy Newman. Yeah. There you go.
Song?
Not really. We heard it. You heard it singing. Okay. Listen, we're going to cut it here. Nice job, Mario. Nice job, Megan. That does it for Laugh Lines from Megan Connolly and Mario Bosco. I'm Sal saying, remember, it's never funny until someone loses money. See you next week.